And so one of the things we're doing through Bell Academies and through Freedom Schools is trying to enrich what happens with our higher poverty students to better enable them to be successful as they continue as students.
And so let's talk about how you're doing that. Tell us about the program structure.
The Bell Academies, which we ran in two of our school districts this past summer, and Freedom Schools, which United Way has had a very significant role in organizing and providing, and we're offering those in a number of schools, and we're actually looking at trying to expand the number of opportunities for which we have these two available. Both of those experiences are full-day, 5 to 6 week experiences. They deal with elementary-aged students. They are academically oriented during the mornings and enrichment-oriented during the afternoons. They're intensive. Young people are really provided with very highly structured experiences that are going to enable them to be successful when they come back to school in the fall. So they leave school starting around June 1st. They then go into either the Freedom Schools or the Bell Academies. And as I said, there are some others, but those are the two that we're really working with. And because of those, young people from our higher poverty communities have experiences that we think are going to make them better able to deal with the kinds of intellectual and cognitive demands that confront them when they come back to school in September.
You mentioned that it's an intensive program. Can you give me some examples of what some of these students involved in the program are experiencing?
So if you're in, be the same with Freedom Schools and Bell Academies, both put a very heavy emphasis on reading. Bell Academies also put a focus on math, but both of these place an emphasis on reading. The students are doing a lot of reading themselves. They're doing sustained silent reading on their own. They're also engaged in activities that are going to develop their skills in terms of the use of language and in terms of decoding words and comprehending texts. So what you do is during the summer you provide the same type of enrichment that you would hope occurs during the academic year, and by doing it during the summer, the student doesn't lose academic ground. He or she comes back to school in the fall on pace with where you would expect a student to be. And in fact, what we found, we know this is true with Bell Academies, we're certain it's going to be true with Freedom Schools, is that the students actually gain ground over the summer because of this. And as a result, they can come back to school ahead of where they would have been had they not had these kinds of enrichment opportunities.
What kind of participation rates are you seeing? How many kids in the program?
We had lots of kids in the program. Last year, we had 500 young people, 250 at Mad River and 250 in Troutwood, Madison. We had a very significant number of students also in Freedom Schools. We had 6 different Freedom Schools in Montgomery County. We're hoping, as I said, to expand both of these next year. A lot of this is going to depend on the resources that are available, but our hope is that our young people in Montgomery County don't fall behind because they lack the kind of intensive and high-profile experiences that are really needed in order for them to be successful as students.
Speaking of resources, how are programs like this being funded? You're looking for partners or you found sponsorships?
We've been very blessed with some wonderful sponsors. Vectren has been a wonderful sponsor of the work that we're doing. The Iddings Foundation has been a wonderful sponsor of the work that we're doing. Understand that both Vectren and Iddings, as well as the school districts, the Montgomery County Educational Service Center, the Dayton Foundation, lots of other partners have contributed to making certain that these young people have very rich and cognitively thoughtful experiences as they go through their summer academic work. And it's been significant that we have these kind of partners involved in our work, and we hope that we have even more involved next year. And I might add that the United Way has been very significant in this. They've been a wonderful, wonderful partner, and that's been a key to our ability to offer the Freedom Schools, and that's the area that they've had the most responsibility for.
You mentioned that students actually gain ground with regard to cognitive skills over the summer. What kind of metrics or how are you gauging that? Are you hearing from teachers that say, yeah, these programs are great and they're working for us?
Well, understand, under the old model, what you would see is when we did a lot of programming in the past, what you would see is the students and the teachers would say, well, our program was successful because we had 500 students participate in all-day experiences, and we did a pre-post-test survey, and the students all loved it. And they learned a lot as a result of it because we have their attitudinal responses that suggest that they really had a great experience. We were particularly fortunate with what we did, for an example, with the Bell Academies, because they use an assessment for measuring the students' learning that matches exactly what the school districts use. So the school districts use the STAR assessments, and so what we can do is, because the Bell Academies use the very same assessment protocol, we can assess where the students were when they left school. We can assess them what happened during the summer, and then when they came back. And we know, as a result of that experience, for example, that for all the students who were in that program, they experienced about 3.3 months of growth. But for our underperforming students who were in those programs, they actually experienced about 4.1 months of growth in the area of reading. So that's a dramatic increase. If you think about the fact that typically a student loses 2 months, and in this case they gain somewhere between 3 and 4 months, it's there's a big delta there of almost 5 months of difference between where they would have been and where they are. And we're hoping that if we are able to do this over multiple years with the same kinds of students and, with the same students, we're going to see dramatic, dramatic increases in the performance of those students.
Reiterate for me, if you will, your personal thoughts on how important programs like this are, and if this is something that you're seeing in other counties, other cities across the country.
First, if we are as a county, and Montgomery County, I think, has been very visionary in the way they're looking at this, and I give real compliments to the county in the way they're looking at this, as well as the city. If we're going to have a more educated population, we have to make sure that our youngest learners have all the experiences that they need in order to be successful. And that means our youngest learners, regardless of the kind of socioeconomic circumstances they come from. Our goal is that in about 5 or 10 years, that if you look at the percentage of kids who are going to college and completing college, you will not be able to tell based on the demographics of a community, that is the number of kids who come from certain socioeconomic circumstances, and the kind of degree enrollment and completion statistics that you see, that you won't see a correlation between the affluence of the student and their success metrics. That is, our poor districts will be sending to college or to post-secondary programs exactly the same percentage of kids that are coming from our wealthy districts. That's when you'll know that Montgomery County has really stepped up for all of our population. And I might add, I think we're ahead of most communities in terms of what we're doing, but understand a lot of other communities are trying to do exactly what we're doing because they understand that an educated workforce is connected to the economic viability of a community.
Dr. Tom Lasley with the University of Dayton and Learn to Earn program at the Dayton Foundation. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure.